presented by Cedar Sinai.
Shifty work into the box. And across, it's in! Oh, it's LaRue! It's a dream return!
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Casual FC, an Angel City preview pod. Today is a little special, tiny, little fun, who knows what we're going to talk about episode with me, Angela, and Jackie from Women Kick Balls, which is so fun. I've wanted to do this since the podcast was born. Jackie is dope. We've talked about Jackie a lot on the show. Have been at any fan fest for Angel City, game at the World Cup. I don't know. You've been everywhere over the last couple of years.
You've been all over the place, yeah.
Yeah. You've probably traded Parkside cards with Jackie at some point or picked one up when you signed up for a newsletter. The freelance life is stressful and hard, but you are doing a fantastic job at it and representing the game. Like 10 out of 10, top notch. What's it called? Content.
Stop. I'm going to cry this entire podcast.
Yes. You know what? I'm usually the one who cries. And
there you go.
All right. So normally there's like air horns and everything. And I'm like, I don't know what to do without Mario to bounce things off normally.
Love it.
We're just
add those little sound effects in.
It's just me. I'm the sound effect.
That's funny.
Jackie, my friend, how did you get started? Where did Women Kick Balls come from? How did you pick the name? Also, I need to know the thought process because that is...
I have a story for that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a good story for that one. And it's Angel City related too. There's a tie there. Fun fact. But yeah, I started playing soccer when I was really young. I was 17 years old. I know I still look like I'm 17 if any of you've seen me in person. I'm about to be 27, so it's been a long time since I've been in the soccer industry and writing about it. And yeah, I always wanted to be a sports writer. I thought that'd be super cool. But when I was 17, it was like not a thing. And I was told by a lot of people that I shouldn't do it. Like I wasn't going to be good at it. Journalism was just like a dying business. So you don't have any hope in that industry, whatever. And I was like, I don't really care what these people think. I'm going to do it anyways.
So add trailblazer to your tagline.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was just like, I'm just going to do it. And I didn't know that was a thing or just... For me, I've always had that work ethic of putting my mind to some things. My Uncle Joe, he was the one who was like, Jackie, I think you should start writing about women's soccer at 17. And I was like, what the heck is this guy saying? I thought you go to school, get a job, and then figure out career stuff. Anyways, I started when I was really young, just got a bunch of internships writing. They were a lot of unpaid things. And then in 2019, I was still in college, and I decided to come up with an official name for my journalism work and stuff. And yeah, I sat down with my dad, my uncle, my brother, and we were trying to come up with a name. And Cindy LaRue, actually, back in the day when she just had Cassius, in her Twitter bio, it said, Mom to Cassius and I kick balls for a living.
Yep.
And
I remember those days.
Yeah, you remember that? Just the one kid. And yep. I always thought that was so funny. And I was like, okay, what can I do with that? So I was like, women who kick balls, trying to go off that or something. And I said it out loud, and my dad, my brother, and my uncle just laughed. And then I was like, wait, women kick balls. I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
And they were, like, asking me questions about it because, of course, it sounded sketch at first. Mm-hmm. And I was explaining it, and they're like, you're right. That's a good name. You should do that.
It's a little tongue-in-cheek. It's a little silly.
Depending on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like, some guys get super weird about it, and other people are like, oh, that's so cool, because they get it. It's really easy to remember. And so I thought, if my dad, like, the three most important men in my life can approve of this right here, right now, I'll be fine. Whatever. Like, I really don't care about anyone else's opinions. Yeah, I went with that, and in 2019, I was, like I said, still in college, had other jobs, full-time jobs in other industries, hated those corporate full-time jobs in marketing and PR and stuff. And then, yeah, in 2022, I went fully freelance, which was, like, super cool, super crazy, super wild. It's just a constant roller coaster of emotions. And, yeah, here we are and getting to go to a lot of games. And being from Southern California, I felt deprived for so long of not having NWSL teams here. Now you have three. So I'm like, okay, this is cool.
But you went from, like, a desert, a soccer desert.
Literally.
Kind of, professional soccer desert to, like, this abundance of riches. And I was like, oh, no, I guess I have to travel. The whole
0 to 100
now.
Real quick. So yeah, it's been pretty wild, but super cool.
That's fantastic. I have a women kickball hat from one of your deals and things. And I've worn it to work, and I work predominantly with men. And they're
they
just
get
like,
weird.
Angela, what is that hot? And I'm like, what does it say? And they're like all 20-something. They're just a bunch of goobers. And I love them. And they're just like, why would you wear that? And I was like, because I like soccer. And they're like, yeah, but what about? And I'm like, what about it? And I just push them further into that corner. And I'm like, stay with your chest, guys. And
yeah.
Like, that's a great hat. And they'll, like, they'll go leave. Like,
that's so funny. Yeah, I get some funny stories about, like, people who wear my merch or things like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just forget. I feel like it's so normal now, like, in mm-hmm. my circle or, like, with my friends. And so it's just, like, cool to hear other people's perspectives because it's like, yeah, it does get you thinking if you're not, like, in the soccer world. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. I feel like everyone who listens to this are just going to be like, are they just sitting there giggling?
Yeah.
Love it.
I talked to you in that whole group at the draft for I don't know how long before and during the draft. I was just running around. I was like, I don't know what's going on. It's crazy.
You saved our lives. You brought us water. You hooked it up for those of us who were
the homies. Yeah,
struggling.
What was that? That was pretty long. Like what, 3 hours? More?
We left at 10. We got there. Eva and I got there at 3:15, 3:30.
No.
And you were there longer.
I was there all week, yeah.
Yeah.
I was working.
You were there like crazy. We were like, we didn't know if we could bring snacks in. We had eaten before. We're like, okay, we can last. There was supposed to be an after party that Angel City was throwing, and we were like, no. And we had gotten a hotel in Long Beach, and we were just like, I just want to lay down. I'm done.
Yeah. Rough.
That's awesome.
Those were rough days, but fun.
That was a long day. But yeah, honestly, I did not expect to be like, and my face hurt the next day from laughing so much with all
really?
Of you. Like,
aww.
Yeah, we, for a little refresher, Eve and I were hanging out with folks from basically every supporter group, the Angel City Chicks, Jackie, Austin, the supporter group rep. Everybody was just hanging out and it was silly. And we were getting delirious. Like you could tell the people who had worked half the day in their normal job and then took it off me to go to this. And it's 10 o'clock and I'm like, yeah, this is silly. I've been awake for 100 hours. It was bonkers. But honestly, if anything is going to be that much fun, it should be something like that.
That's true.
Like, yeah. What has been over the last year? Because you've done a lot of cool stuff. And I am going to say, I'm going to give you a caveat with this question.
Okay.
Aside from World Cup, what has been the coolest thing that's happened in the last year for you and or WKB?
Oh, that is super tough. The coolest thing.
Like, World Cup is, like, major.
World Cup. Yeah, it's the World Cup. There are so many cool things that happen mm-hmm. during that trip. But, man, outside of that, I don't know. I feel like the one I'm thinking of is it literally just happened yesterday.
That counts.
Okay. It's tied to the World Cup, but I'll explain. But yeah, I published a World Cup magazine, and yesterday, this mom, she tagged me in this Instagram video. And basically her daughter brought my magazine to a game and had Lynn Williams sign it. And it was a first page of the World Cup magazine where I mm-hmm. broke it up from all 12 teams and every club player that was in the World Cup tournament. And so anyways, Lynn is looking at this magazine because she sees all these players who are at the World Cup in their countries. And she goes, that's such a cool book. And I was like, what the heck? Lynn Williams over here liking my magazine and signing up for this kid. And it was just so sweet because then the girl who got it signed was like showing all her friends afterwards. And her mom like sent me these videos. Aww. And you can hear the girl saying, oh, that's Julie Ertz. And then one of her friends was like, oh, yeah, but she retired, right? And I'm like, what the heck? These kids like know so much about soccer. Aww. It was just like this full circle moment because I didn't grow up around professional soccer like that or even yeah, like even having access to playing club soccer and that high level, just different things like that. So I always think about making things accessible, which is a big thing of mine. But when it came to this magazine, I was just like, whoa, that's so cool that they have this tangible thing like a magazine, but then, and they're enjoying it, but then they're at the game and interacting with this player too. I don't know, it was just crazy to think about, well, that didn't really exist when I was younger. And so being able to have a small part in that was like super cool. Again, that was just fresh in my mind because it happened the other day from the CONCACAF game, but that's just so fantastic. Cool to see that come to life.
I saw the video because you reposted it and I was like, this is major. And like me thinking the way I do, I'm like, oh, this isn't the first time this has happened, which I can guarantee you it's not. It's just the first time to this level.
Right.
But for those of you who don't know, Jackie had been publishing a beautifully put together magazine I have both volumes because I am a super fan, as everybody still want to get copies of the World Cup edition. Jackie still has them. Go
actually,
to the website.
Oh. Update. They're all sold out.
Are you serious?
Sold out. Yeah.
Until
a few days ago. So,
that's great. Well, never mind.
I know, never mind, but still check out the website. But no, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I had a very generous buyer within the soccer industry who, like, bought out the rest of my magazines, and I was like, this is crazy. What the heck? Just the people I interact with, and just, like, things you put on social media, and you have no idea what's going to happen. And yeah, anyways, it's crazy, but, like, super exciting just to see, yeah, more people that get to enjoy it. Yeah, the magazines are officially vintage now, but I don't know if maybe...
I'm going to have you sign my copies so I can frame them.
Oh, I got to sign them. Okay.
Instead of bring them to games because I don't want them to get messed up. They're just in the envelope you ship them in.
Really?
On the bookshelf.
That's cool. Like,
so weird.
I love it. It's great.
I've got Slam magazines with different WNBA players still in the packaging. I'm like, this will not get bent.
Yeah. It's vintage.
But I'm like,
so
I need to frame it or something. Get them so I can look at them.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to for this season? Because this NWSL season is about to be bonkers. Straight bonkers.
Yeah, I think there's a few things. First off, expansion team, super excited to see Bay FC and the Royals in the mix. Crazy that Amy Rodriguez is like coming back to the NWSL as a coach. So I'm like, oh, this will be like cool to see how that plays out. Yeah, so that's one aspect. Of course, the rookies, I feel like it's always exciting to see like what the rookies are going to bring in this new season. And yeah, like the draft, that was wild. But then seeing other trades and stuff, like, I don't know, I'm still mentally trying to figure out who's on what team. Like, seeing Messiah Brown, Angel City now, I'm like, oh, this is, your brain has to process. But yeah, I think there's a lot of aspects from the rookie class this year that I'm just excited to see how they're going to, I feel like last year's rookies were really good, so I'm like, oh man, I can't believe what's going to happen this year, especially in Olympic year as well. So I think there's so many aspects of that, and yeah, there's just a lot. It's gonna be a long season. Anything can happen, but yeah, it'll be cool just to look forward to seeing how it's gonna be like new in that sense with more teams and more players. I guess those are the two things, is expansion and rookies are my go-to answers. But yeah, do you have anything in particular or specific about this season?
I'm just so curious how all of the off-season moves are gonna play out. Or like, because you can put together a super team, but that doesn't mean they're going to be like tight.
Gotham. Yeah.
Team. They've been playing together for 10 years in different ways.
Yeah.
We've been calling them the National Team 2.0.
It's true. Yeah.
It's true.
Literally.
But yeah, I'm so curious, but I'm really, granted, I'm biased to Angel City, but I'm so excited to see how this team comes out of the locker room this year with, this solid, cohesive mindset. It feels like they're just going 100 miles an hour.
Crazy.
Like, we don't have a starting keeper yet because it's that competitive. And I'm like, let's go. Let's just rotate. Let's have three keepers and keep everybody guessing.
Seriously.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? Honestly, it's just one of those things where it's like, and the coaches. I think there's a totally different take on coaches this season.
Yeah. We've got players.
Yeah.
We've got returning coaches in good and interesting. I don't want to say bad because I don't want to jinx it, but everyone is looking with binoculars and telescopes staring at Kansas City right now. What you gonna do? Are you gonna return to form? Are you gonna do?
Because they got Freya and Vlaco. They got that dynamic, and
it's
seeing
like
all the memes
team
about
no subs,
it.
And it stresses me out. Like
seeing all these memes about it, I was like, oh yeah, that was like a whole time frame of what was like. Freya being with Angel City and then like go with the national team. Now they're together. And I don't know, I was even looking at the like coaching staff as a whole. And I think there's 6 or 7 coaches that have already had returning coaches or who have been in the NWSL. That's just about half.
There's some faces in a lot of ways.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, because you have people like I said, Amy Rodriguez, Bev Yanas, who were former players now coaching. So yeah, you've been around in the NWSL, but
this
just
a league than the league. Exactly. So much has changed for the better, thank God.
Yeah.
But so much has changed since they were playing, and man, I'm excited though.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be crazy because even too, I mean, you think about, you don't have Allie Krieger, Megan Rapinoe, like some of those players who have retired, but Becky Sauerbrunn, I'm like, I don't know, when is this girl gonna retire? Because sometimes it's rough. That's gotta be rough on your body constantly.
I stopped competing. Like, how old am I? I'm 10 years older than you.
Okay.
And I stopped competing at 20, 21 is when my body was like, no. And I'm over here legitimately this whole weekend and end of last week looking up how to compete in the U.S. track and field masters, like 35 and over. Like, I could hit that. I could hit those marks because I was a thrower. And my mom is just like, are you sure? Like, I can be able to walk. I'm like, this is going to be a slow ramp up. I got people are 95 and doing this. I got time.
That's insane.
Dang. Yeah. So catch me on the track.
Let's go. But okay, Becky Sauerbrunn, 38 years old.
Play. Yeah, we're the same age. That's and I'm intense. Like, you are an elite athlete still. Your body has cooperated with you still.
Yeah. Who knows? And Christine Sinclair as well. And you look at just some of these legends who are like getting closer to the end of their career. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Because I feel like they were so iconic to women's soccer and just their growth in the U.S. and other countries too. So I don't know. That to me is trippy too. It's like, I feel like a lot of last year heard about like Allie and Megan Rapinoe's like last game. So it's okay, that's now done. But then that means there's a new set of players where that's going to be happening too. Like, and it feels,
Brune, like all of these players, especially Sink and Becky Sauerbrunn, we don't know. Sink's not going to announce her retirement. She doesn't want the attention. That's been proven. She doesn't like to talk to people. She's just like, please no. Please no. Becky's like, leave me alone. I'm not going to score.
I want to go read a book right now.
Go read. I just want to go take a shower. Be quiet. They're both stoic in their own ways. But yeah, I'm so curious what this is going to bring. I have a feeling the West Coast teams for the NWSL are going to be very not volatile, because that seems like bad, but that kind of energy.
Just I was going to say obnoxious, almost, in a good way, in that it's just going to get crazy. NWSL after dark is going to be
every day. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, NWSL after dark is just NWSL West Coast, because we have... What, 5-6 teams? Wait.
Let's see. I have a map.
The three of us in California, Utah, and then Oregon, Washington. Yeah. So 6 West Coast Pacific time teams. Good luck, East Coasters.
Yeah. And, okay, also, being that you're from, or you're, like, obviously live on the West Coast, but in NWSL graphics, I hate when they never put Pacific Standard Time, because I'm like, you have teams here. Like, Cambridge West people who are here. It's just always Eastern Time. I'm like, what's up with that?
Anyways. It's like, I grew up with TGIF that was on at 7 p.m. Eastern, and then they put the / Central / PST.
Like, be considerate of other people.
Tell us what time it is, because not everybody knows. They just need to subtract 3.
I can't. It's only subtracting 3, which isn't that hard. But I don't want to do the math. Yeah, sometimes it is hard. I'm just like, I don't want to do the math right now. And I feel dumb when it's like a noon game. And then you're like, wait, but it's morning. What? Just make it easy.
I'm in my pajama. Like, I don't understand.
Just simplify it for us West Coasters and the people on the East Coast. And whatever you want to do with the people in the middle, go ahead. But I don't know. Absolutely. Anyways, that's a random tangent.
I'm so with you when it comes to sports in general. I never remember if the ESPN app is in Eastern time or Pacific time, so I'm always stressed if I'm going to miss a game. Yeah, I don't know. Well,
even with CONCACAF, because it's CONCACAF and the whole
nothing is not chaotic.
Right? Yeah. The whole USA versus Canada game was like initially scheduled first for the 4 p.m. slot, and then now it got pushed back. And so it's just, people, make up your mind. Just figure it out. CONCACAF is a whole interesting thing, though. Side note, the reason why I'm not covering CONCACAF is because my credentials got denied because they said I didn't have enough proof of being a journalist. So that's why I'm not at these games.
What?
I've talked to so many people who work within U.S. soccer and the NWSL, and they're like, that's so ridiculous. It's CONCACAF being CONCACAF. And I'm like, yeah, but also it's kind of nice because I for sure get a break of not feeling obligated to drive everywhere. Like when I'm trying to chill and not get burnt out before the NWSL season even starts. But just lots of soccer going on.
What's that requirement then? Not enough, but you write for Forbes. You have your website. You've traveled to a whole other half of the world cover soccer.
Yeah, like I'm already in the system. I covered the CONCACAF qualifiers like the last time in 2020. So I'm
that makes no sense.
It's not like I'm a random person applying for the first time. I don't know, but it's just like, very much CONCACAF. It could. Yeah.
But like, that's CONCACAF.
It's so CONCACAF that it's funny. At first, I was like, that's dumb. And then I was like, who cares? I'm just ready for the NWSL season. I'm trying to chill and just enjoy it. So I went to USA versus Mexico as a fan because someone gave me tickets. And I was like, whoa, I haven't done this in 7 years for the U.S. at least. And
you got to see history.
Yeah. And I brought one of my friends, and it was her first ever professional soccer game. And it was so funny because she was like... Her, mind you, her definition of knowing soccer is like watching Ted Lasso, but she saw the corner kick flag, and she goes, remind me, what does that flag mean again? And I was like, it means that there's a corner kick, and here's what that means. It was so funny, because I was like, wow, I haven't
been in this position
for a while. Yeah.
It's always so wild when you're like, you realize just how immersed you are in something, when you have to explain it to someone else, and you're just like, What? Why don't you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Even too, watching the USA versus Colombia game the other day, I was watching with some friends, and some of them know soccer, some of them don't, but someone asked this, they were like, does that mean she has a red card, but is there like an orange card or something? And I was like, bro, for real? No, that's not even, just because there's yellow and red, no, that does not, they're thinking color theory versus logistics.
They're like, if two yellow cards make a red, is it really like an orange red or a red? Like,
yeah, I was like, what the heck? It was so funny.
Crail? Like,
yeah, basically. So sometimes that's, I can deal with that stuff. But yeah, there's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
That's fantastic. Okay, so I mentioned that you, when did you start writing for Forbes? Because I just noticed and I was like, oh, what, Susan?
Yeah, that was recently, I think like the end of November-ish. So yeah, it's new first official season, NWSL season, writing for Forbes. Yeah, it's been pretty busy in the off season at least.
That's fantastic. I'm like, genuinely, I met you first season, but still I'm so proud of you. Like,
anytime
we can help launch anybody to a new audience or whatever. Yeah. Granted, probably all of our 14 listeners, or
that's right.
If you're more than 14, thank you. But you know, whatever. If more people get to know what you're doing, it means an extra click on an article. It means an extra person reading.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know, it's,
for sure.
It's all about supporting each other and getting more people involved in this crazy world of women's soccer.
Crazy. It is crazy. There's literally, you think one thing and it doesn't happen. That's always just how it is with playoffs or drafts, expansion teams coming into play. It is crazy. Some of my friends that I was watching that game with the other day, they're like, we should go to a soccer game. And I'm like, Okay, guys, if we go,
I'll see you there.
But, yeah, I was like, am I be working or am I be like hanging out with you guys? No, hang out. And I was like, okay, sure. So I was telling about Angel City and San Diego's rival and all this stuff. And sure enough, the first rival or SoCal rivals on my birthday this year. And so they were like, let's go for your birthday. And I'm like, okay, I feel like y'all are more hyped about this than me, but I'm down. Because it's my normal, so it's interesting of finding the balance of joy in my work and in something I do enjoy. I was excited, but they were just like all hyped up. They're like, we gotta go.
So I know, is the game that this might be happening at the Angel City home game or San Diego home game?
Oh, it's Angel City. It's 5/23. So
you're May baby too?
Yeah, what are you?
The first, and Mario's I think the 26th. Like,
hey, we're all okay,
we're all
go.
There. Yeah,
that's
yeah
cool.
I kick off the month. We had first season opening day, it was like 2 days before my birthday. It was lit. It was so much fun. We had a blast. So
really? Did you tailgate?
A little bit.
Okay,
not too much. Nice. Just because we were like overwhelmed, because that first tailgate I was like half crying the whole time, because I was like, I'm just so happy because this blah blah blah. I've said it a million times on our podcast, but I was at opening day for the Sparks versus the Liberty in 97. Like, the opening day of the WNBA.
That's
so, like,
cool.
I get it on that level, but I was 10. So now walking into BMO on opening day for Angel City and I see all these other little kids and I'm like, this is 10 times better at least. So yeah, I'm just,
that's so cool.
Forever emotional about,
I love that,
women's
sports. You've been in like, another cycle of it. So that's really cool. Were you at the Coachella Valley Invitational thing?
No, I couldn't go. I had something. I don't
know. It was so hot that day. Probably
also,
did yourself a favor.
Part of why I didn't go.
It was
I'm like
crazy.
A cold mountain girl. Keep me where the sun doesn't shine. I just...
Dude, the weather was so weird that day that it was kind of gloomy. So I was like, oh, I'm going to wear a sweater to be cold. I got there and it was so hot. I got sunburned and I was like, oh my gosh, this... I'm not ready for this.
Not ready.
Yeah, but it was cool because there's a lot of young fans there. And I was like, this is their normal where they just get to meet players in a super chill environment like that outside of a stadium and all this kind of stuff. And so it was just, I was just tripping out because I was like, there was not soccer over here like back in the day when I was growing up. Like, but so cool to see how just normalized that is now. But yeah, it was just crazy like seeing that and, Bay and Angel City tied 0-0, and I was, like, standing behind the goal, and I was just, like, waiting for something to happen. So I was like, what's going on here? But it was still, like, a good game. So a lot of Angel City fans, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm very curious how that first matchup is going to go on opening day. Both teams are stacked in different ways, different games, and didn't show each other a lot.
Mm-mm.
Based on what there was a lot of subs, a lot of moving pieces around, so nobody got a full look at anything, which is so strategic of both coaches. So
it's going to be a good matchup. And like you were saying, I was talking to one of the BFC players afterwards, and she was just saying, yeah, we're still figuring out our chemistry because they'd only been together for 4 weeks before that game. They still don't have that much time, but then obviously Angel City has been around longer, but then they have other players in the mix, mm-hmm. and there was a good amount of players that you didn't necessarily see too, so it's just interesting. But I'm excited for the Alyssa Thompson and Giselle duo, because even some of my non-soccer friends, they're like, I don't know how they know about Alyssa Thompson, but they do. And I was like, what the heck, y'all are educated over here. And I was like, her sister, this is her first season. And they're like, no way, that's so cool. And I don't know, I just feel like that's such a cool dynamic, and they're so young that I'm like, you get to enjoy this for a good chunk
of
time,
20
and that's,
years.
That's like your normal. Like, how cool.
It's so cool. I'm sure we should do a mid-season check-in. Like, are you surviving?
Let's do it.
Do you need a Gatorade? Are you okay?
I might need 5 Gatorades and some, like, 100 SPF sunscreen, but we will make it through, so.
Definitely. Yeah, let's do a mid-season check-in, see what you're up to, see where you're at, because I'm sure you're going to be like, sup, or like a pregame interview with a tiny mic, and just are you
let's
alive?
Do it.
No.
And we have the Olympics, and they're going to have a good break, too. So we're going to use that up for sure, resting. But then it'll be hard because it's, I miss NWSL. But then you get to watch on the international.
And there's apparently an in-season tournament during that time. Who knows what's going to happen?
They're always making up things new every year. I'm like, this is not even, I don't know, it's just interesting. So I'm sure there's going to be a new something this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's going to be a bonkers season. Every season in the NWSL is a bonkers season. But this one is top, tippy top. And we haven't even started.
Crazy.
All right, everybody. Make sure you follow Jackie at Women Kick Balls on just about every social media situation. Yeah. And then Casual FC Pod, same places. Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok.
We're getting there.
There's so many places on the internet. WomenKickBalls.com is where you can get the majority of Jackie's content. And just go support her, support what she's doing. She's doing big things, making big moves, and thanks for coming on for a little quick convo and a whole bunch of laughs, and I'll see you soon.
See you soon in LA. Let's do it.
Awesome. Bye, everybody.